I couldn't sit down any longer. I said, Lord, I said, maybe I don't want to get in the way of anything. But I have a burden on my heart. Well, you can't say that I preach by observation. I can't see none of you. And I'm not here right now to talk about what you're wearing, because God saw man needed clothes on and he clothed him. He clothed him. And he told Moses one time, he said, pull off your shoes, you're standing on holy ground. So that tells me when we come in the presence of the Lord, we need to be in the right place. Now, I don't mean to bust your bubble, but I want to find out if the bubble is going to still be there next year. Now, I don't want you to wait to come back to Monarch next year to say all what you got to say. Go home and say it in your home congregation. Don't wait to come back to Monarch to do all your testifying. Hold it until you get to Monarch. Testify in your congregation. I don't want you to come back, wait to come to Monarch, go down on the street to witness, do some witnessing in your own congregation. You say you love the Lord. So God be the glory. And I heard the song, How Great Thou Art. And it left me with something on my heart. I appreciate the Lord this evening. This meeting has blessed my soul. But it wasn't anything that I wasn't expecting. This is the way we've been praying. We've been praying this way. Lord, we want you to bless your people now. And I feel that many of us, no doubt we had went too far the other way, because it said before somebody come along and they started shouting and we get scared to shout. And now we can start shouting. Now I want to see how far that shout's going to go. I want to see how sincere. God wants to see how sincere we're in our heart. At this moment in time, we're all open and say, yes, Lord. Out of all the messages, out of everything I've heard here in this meeting, if I had to take one, you had to choose one to take home with you, I'll choose the one I heard this afternoon about the tongue. When you start talking about desires, I believe my desires is to God. When you start talking about being persuaded that this is right, I believe I'm persuaded that this is right. When you talk about trusting God, I believe I'm learning what it means to trust God. But when you start talking about how to control this thing in my mouth, I want to learn more about that. So if anything I had to take home from this meeting, I want that particular tape, because I want to play it over and over for myself. How to know to speak the right word at the right time. If you wasn't here this afternoon, you missed it. But I want to tie in to a little bit of what was said this morning and this afternoon, by all means, asking God to bless us. I want somebody to turn to Philippians, the third chapter of Philippians. And I want you to hold it there in verse 1, begin reading for us here. I want somebody to go over there and get the song 174 in our hymnal. And I want somebody else to go over there in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and I want you to hold your spot right there. And the rest of you, I want you to pray. I want God to help us tonight to be able to understand. I believe It's good for some emotions, and we've had our emotional times. And I've no doubt couldn't see you, but I've heard some of you running through the aisles. And I've heard some of you jumping. And I felt the vibration of this platform up here when you were stumping. And I heard all the song that you've been singing. And I've heard some that said, praise God, because God, I've gotten out of that old place that I was in. The devil heard that too. Now we're going to get down and to tie in to some of the things that has been said. But on a serious note tonight, we want to know now, we want to see how that you really love God. It ought to be a change throughout our Reformation now, throughout this congregation. It ought to be a change from what we say we have gotten in this meeting. You're not the same anymore now. Incidentally, I want to say if you're here tonight and you're not saved, you got an opportunity tonight too. But I want you to pay attention to what's being said for the little while that we're here. The Philippian writer said over in the 3rd chapter, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. I believe we can say we rejoiced in him. I believe we can say we had a good time. And as Rachel said, the devil come along and told her, you ought to settle down now. You know the devil's going to tell every one of you that. Settle down. Do you mean what you say? Do you really mean what you say? I say again, and we've been a singing, and we've been a testifying, and we've been a praying, and we've been looking to God. Now again we say, go home, and your congregation, where you are, ought to be a difference now. Maybe you've been in there and scared to say something. Maybe you've been in there and never prayed before. Maybe you've been there and never testified. Now you come here tomorrow night and you've told us everything. You done testified good. And now you're going to have to back it up. Want to see you go home now and back up what you done testified to. And if you want to sincerely mean business, we want you to hear what the Word of God is going to say tonight. And let's look on the inside now. Finally, my brethren, read. All right.
For you is safe.
For you is safe.
Beware of dogs.
Beware of dogs.
Beware of evil workers.
Beware of evil workers.
Beware of concision.
We are the circumcision.
We are the circumcision.
Worship God in the Spirit.
Worship God in the Spirit.
And rejoice in Christ Jesus.
And rejoice in Christ Jesus.
Don't have no confidence in the flesh. We don't have to tell you now how to dress in your congregation. We shouldn't have to tell you now what to wear, what to put on, how to look, how to behave yourself. But if you come here and you said, I'm free now. I'm set free. I've got some help. Somebody said to me when I walked up, they said, look like you done gained some weight. A lost weight, I'm sorry. But I want to ask you how much weight you gained. How much you've gained in this meeting. How much you've gained. You know, everybody in here can tell you where a good restaurant's at. They can tell you where the good cooking is. But what about this spiritual restaurant? What have you gained in this meeting? I mean, what have you sincerely gained? Something that you're not going to turn loose. You're willing to die before you let it go. How great thou art. All right.
One might also have confidence in the flesh.
Yes.
Any other man thinketh that he hath, for he might trust in the flesh. I more. Circumcised the eighth day.
Now, here's a smart man. Paul was an educated man. But he got a hold of something a little bit down in the scriptures. He began to sin the things that he gotten a hold to, the thing that he learned, the thing that blessed him. We read on now.
Of the stock of Israel.
Of the tribe of Benjamin.
A Hebrew of the Hebrew.
Touching the law.
Pharisee.
Concerning zeal. persecuting the church.
Touching the righteousness
which is in the law.
Blameless.
What things which was gained to me, I counted loss. Now wait a minute. The thought tonight is gain. How much have I gained? I'm going to have to lose something to gain. Lord, let me lose myself and find it, Lord, in thee. I got to lose something, folks. What have you lost? What have you put aside? What have you done now? We're talking about what have you got out of this meeting? This meeting should make a change in every one of our lives. I'm talking about getting down now where the meat really is. We've heard it in this meeting. It's nothing new. But I believe somehow or another, you and I, we let it slip many times. We let the real essence of the Word of God in the meeting slip. Yes, I am glad that you and I are blessed to say, praise the Lord, and we can shout, and we can run down the aisle. I'm glad we've got away from just sitting still. Sometimes I often wonder, being a black man, was I getting out of order? Lord, am I getting out of the order? Am I really wanting to sing like it was when I was down on the job and you was really blessing me? But I'm afraid to, because I'm afraid to pat my foot. I'm afraid to clap my hands. No! Now God got everybody out of order, seemed like. I'm glad of that. Now I feel like I ain't by myself. But after all the emotions, after all of the hand clapping, after all of the running up and down the aisles, after all of the praising of God, when it comes down to real living, when it comes down to the real essence of what a Christian is, it's going to tell. It's going to show. It's going to be where God can bless us now. Paul said, the things that I have gained, the things that I have acquired here in this life, I counted nothing. Got to give up something, folks. We got to get out of business now. Now, when you leave this meeting, guess who going to meet you? Guess who going to meet you now? And all that you said, you're going to have to prove it. Read.
Yea, doubtless.
I count all things. But loss. For the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus.
For whom I have suffered the loss of all things.
Oh, glory. That they be counted as dung, nothing. I'm going to tell you something, folks. It's getting right down to where we live. I'm not a man that can speak elegant words. No, I'm one of the ignorant and unlearned, but I want power with God. Count them but dumb. That here is the sight that I may win Christ. Somebody said one time, I met a man that was more humble than me. I must catch him. We set our eyes, I don't know, preaching seemed like to be an excitement to some folks. Preaching seemed like to me, I don't know, to some folks, I don't want to be a preacher. When people say I don't want to be a preacher, look out. That's about just what they want to be. You ever heard somebody got him say, well, I'm not going to be here long? You heard that, haven't you? You don't know how long you're going to be there, brother. Don't even say that. Just finish up what God has for us. Your intentions might not be there to be long. But when God gets to dealing with you, you'll be that long and then you'll be apologizing. I'm sorry, I didn't know I'd be there that long. But Paul said, I count everything that I have gained, everything that I have learned for the excellency, for the win Christ. It's important to me that I win Christ. I want to be so wrapped up in Jesus that that's all you see. Sometimes it's too much of us showing. You know, I said again that the word was preached and about taming the tongue. You know, it's got a lot of us that's quick on the draw. Huh? A lot of us will tell you just how we feel. Quick on the draw. Boom. Gotcha. Some of us, if it would hurt us, we would burst wide open if we had to shut up and don't say nothing. God has shut up grace. I count everything. Don't care how good you can speak. Don't care how smart you think you are. I count it as nothing done that I may win Christ. Read.
And be found in him.
Not having my own righteousness. Which is of the law. We know what kind of man Paul was according to the scripture, don't we? Read. All right, read now. The righteousness was of God by faith. Oh, wait a minute. Folks, I want to say tonight, do you really know him? We've been excited. I've never been in one like this, you? We've been excited. And we've been rejoicing. And I say again, don't mean to bust your bubble. If your bubble is real, it's still going to be big. It still will be there. You're still going to have air in it. But when it's all said and done, when you got to look God, and you got to, when you're looking in the face of death and problems and trials, you won't get uneasy and get confused and get nervous, but you're going to say, yes, Lord. Blessed be the name of our God. Here's a little note for you. You think we're going to come here and have all this good time and nobody going to suffer? Come on now. You think nobody going to suffer? We've had all we've been telling it like it is. We done got bold. Nobody going to suffer? Get ready. Think it not strange of the fiery trials that's going to try you as though some strange thing is happening. What's this? Why is this happening to me? Why, Lord? Same God. He'll allow you to float a while. He'll allow you to ride a while. And he'll sure allow you to walk. That I may win him. That I may know him. Now, you know what we're saying in this meeting? You're saying, I have found the joy of God. I found the Lord. Do you know him? Oh, you remember Job said to his wife, do you expect to receive all good and not evil? See, we get on a cloud nine and we expect everything is shining up here. It's still shining down there. Can you see the shine? That I may know him. Now we're talking about get down where God is now. We're talking about tying into some of the things that were said today. Getting down where God is, that I may know Him. I think Brother Ed said today in his message, he said, God, still, when you go back, you still, when your feet hit the ground, rejoicing is all right, but when your feet hit the ground, you still going to have to be walking uprightly. This kind of meeting ought to make more preachers. Hello. This kind of meeting ought to make more Sunday school teachers. This kind of meeting ought to make more missionary workers. More evangelists. Getting pretty quiet, don't we? I know you, Lord. I want to live for you, Lord. I want to follow you, Lord. But I got to retire first. Can you see where we are? Lord, I want this bubble to stay big until I retire. How many years you got? About 20? You think God going to wait around 20 years for you to retire? Now, wait a minute, preacher. Don't go to the tire. I wasn't going to tell you what to wear. But we sure can tell you how God works. All right? That I may know Him. Wait a minute. That's getting deeper than what we can realize. I want to know God and the power of His resurrection. Why did you was raised from the dead? For what? What power is in your being resurrected, Lord Jesus? That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. Wait a minute. Come on now. Do I have to do that too? And to fellowship His suffering. Come on, folks. This is where living for God is now. It ain't how high you can jump. It ain't how fast you can run. But it's how steady you are. How consistent you are. If you don't mean it, don't say it. They often told me, you say, you don't know a man the fool until you start talking. You can be a fool, nobody knows. As long as you shut up. But the minute you start blah, 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 yeah, ooh, I know he foolish. See what I'm talking about? So if you don't mean it, don't say it. Somebody said, well, Brother Kimball, now come on now. We've been having a good time. I'm still having a good time. But I got to get down to reality too. I'm going home. I'm going to be away from Monarch. I got to live with my wife, my children, my neighbor across the street that don't want nobody parking in front of his house, that don't mind coming out there telling you, move. I got to have the right attitude. I got to be able to forgive. You got folks here tonight don't know what that means. Well, I'll try to forget it, but I don't know if I can forget it. We're talking about getting out of business. Do you see Jesus? Do you see Him hanging on the cross saying, Father, forgive them? They know not what they do. Can you see Stephen as he said, don't lay it to that charge, Father? Can you hear Moses when he said, forgive them, Lord. I'll blot my name out of the book of life. We're talking about getting out where Jesus is. I'm not going to stand here and tell you I understand all of this because I don't. But I know I love God. And I know, as Brother Sharp said, He led me there. I don't understand all of this, what I'm dealing with. But I don't have a lot of questions either. Lord, you heard me say it earlier. I was talking about I lost my job, I lost my money, I lost my eyesight. And the Lord said, if you don't keep moving, you can lose your soul. We're getting down where God lives. See, I don't believe in being a Christian today and an ain't tomorrow. We representing Christ. We're going home. And some of you preachers here tonight, no doubt some of these folks have been doing all this testifying and hollering and jumping. They're in your congregation. And then you need to keep an eye on them. And the minute you see them start cooling off, you stir them up again. Somebody say, well, you don't suppose to let the Spirit of God call you to lead you to pray. Yeah, that's good. But if you see them cooling off, if it's in my congregation, I'm going to say, sister, will you lead us in prayer? Amen. Sister, lead us in prayer. You prayed at Monarch. Oh, you did it. Please bring that prayer home with you. Help me to know you mean it. Somebody said, I'll follow him all the way. Who said that? Anybody say that? You ought to be hollering right now. We all said, we'll follow you, Lord. Wherever you lead me, Lord. We'll follow you, Lord. I see you up on the cross. You died for us, Lord. Now here we are. I want to know you. I want to fellowship your suffering. When you get to talking about suffering, people don't like that. They don't like to amen that part. They don't like to deal with the suffering part. But you know something about, I speak this to the preachers. You know something about the preachers? We don't get rich. You know that? We don't get rich. As much as you preach and go and run and do, you still got to look back and say, Lord, we need you to stretch these little dollars. See? That we may boldly say, God is our helper. We are examples of the flock. So God ain't going to let us get way up there somewhere without bringing us down to a low place. The higher you think you get sometime, I tell you, look out, that's a long fall. That I may know him. Fellowship is suffering. Somebody got that song 174? I want you to read that for me. Loud and clear. In the hour of sore temptation, I may be. Yet amid the trial, come on, folks. This is getting out what Jesus is now. In the hour of sore temptation, yet I may be, I still can see Jesus right in the midst of it. Read on. Can you? Whoa, let's go back and read that again. Read it slow now. Slow down. In his word. Oh, listen. My anchor. Hold it to the last. Whichever way the things are going. You know, Sister Fuller said one time when she was alive, she said, you throw a brick in the pack of a dog, the first one hollered been hit. Well, that's evident, isn't it? Do you know people go to Holland? Oh, I love you, Lord. Oh, I need you, Lord. I want you, Lord. And when God gets to talking like this, they say, I'm gone, Lord. We're talking about real. This meeting, how many folks we got out here? About 500, 400, 300, somewhere? This meeting, if everybody leave this meeting with what they say they have right now, all right, and go out there, wherever you got to go, we can take in another 300 next year. We can take in another 300, because if every one of you bring one soul in, but we can go home and sit down on it too. We can do like Elijah did. God come along and lapped up the stone and the wood and the water and all the sacrifice. And just before sundown, Jezebel said, we're going to kill you. He got scared and took off. Many times, You and I, we'll rejoice whenever rejoicing is. It's easy to rejoice when you got about 500 or 600 folks jumping up hollering. Hello. A lot of folks here tonight, feelings need to be under the blood. Feelings are so sensitive. Feelings are so, it's sticking out. You got to pray for 3 or 4 days before you say anything to them. How are you going to be a soldier with your feelings in that kind of place? They got some folks here tonight that's so sharp. Hello. Y'all ain't left me. Words are cutting. Words are sharp. I told you I wanted to tie into both of the messages we heard today. Got folks here tonight, no doubt. What do humility mean? Don't know what humility really is. You ever talk to somebody all the time justifying themselves? You don't need to justify yourself. But I want to explain. You don't have to explain. You don't have to say anything. Your actions explain to me what you are. I don't care what you say with your mouth. But when I see your actions, discern your spirit. We're talking about God now, getting down with Jesus lives. That I may fellowship his suffering. You try to live for God without suffering, you can forget it. And some of you probably don't know altogether what suffering is right now. I'm talking about a little bit deeper than you got a headache. You stump your toe. I'm talking about deeper than that. I'm talking about getting down to business when you young mothers look down in your child's face and the fever 110, 107. And here you nervous and daddy nervous and you looking at that baby and that baby's eyes all walled back in his head. And you say, what are we going to do? What you going to do? Do like Daniel did. Open up your window. Do what you were doing aforetime. Now, if you've been hitting and missing aforetime, that's all you're going to do now. But if you're sincere about this thing, the same God that healed your mother, the same God that healed your daddy, the same God that healed your brother, is the same God that can heal you and your child. That I may know him. Oh, Lord. I'm asking God, Lord, help me know you more. Help me know you more, Lord. It's difficult. Walk around, somebody leading you. I didn't know what a blind man saw until I'm now seeing. It's difficult. Make you feel like you're about 80-something years old and you're stumbling and you don't know where you're going. You're depending on the fella that's leading you. And if he ain't watching where he's going, no telling what you're allowed to hit. It's difficult. I'm learning something and following the Lord. Lord, many times I don't see it. Many times I don't see it, but Lord, I'm going to trust you. We're talking about living for God. Oh, he hurt my feelings, and because of that, it's a closed case. If I shut off everybody that hurt my feelings, I won't have no friends. I wouldn't have no friends. Then I'm going to say, something wrong with all them folks. No, it's not. Something wrong with me. Every time my feelings get hurt, it's for a reason. Get your feelings under the blood, brother. That I may know him. You got it settled? Do you have it settled within your bosom? We're going to see. It's going to show. Your congregation, wherever you are now, it ought to be on fire. It should be on fire now. All right, Rachel, read. And the greatest suffering man may undergo. Now listen at that one. You hear that one? In the greatest suffering man may undergo, he can have the victory if he'll count it so. We heard about this morning, the victory's already ours. We just got to get it. Read. Conquering in the conflict, soon shall all be past. Though the fiery darts are flying thick and fast. Now notice, I wonder why they brought this last verse in here. In the heated furnace. Woo! Wait a minute. I don't hear no hardly amens right there. I hear a lot of you grunting. In the heated furnace, Father, let me stay. Somebody said one time, said they went over to pray for Sister Annabelle. And they all praying, the minister laying hands, praying, Lord, heal her. Wait a minute, brother. Wait a minute. She said, in the heated furnace, Sister Annabelle, we come, Father, let me stay. Precious gold refining pours the dross away. How many of you want to stay in the heat, stay in the battle, stay in the thing that you're in to God say, it's enough? We're talking about Christ living now. This is Christ-like. See, now you're jumping. You want to know when you can jump now, when you went through one of these and come up and God say it's enough and it's all over? You can jump, holler, and scream. And maybe nobody knows, well, what's wrong with that lady? Praise God. If you can't help me get out of my way. See what I'm talking about? You got a lot of folks here, no doubt have known what I'm talking about. They're going through some pain, going through things right now. Oh, some of you young ones, you got to learn some things too. Oh, may God help us. Think it not strange again. Where's my God? Has he left me? I want to say this, and I'll say this to you tonight. You have jumped, you raised your hand, but I want to say, have you really confirmed it? Have you really came down and said, now Lord, Brother Hutchins could say, drive some backstops behind me. Lord, before I go back on what I'm saying tonight, I would rather die and go on to glory. You know, dying is something nobody like to hear. I like to hear about dying. About that last night, didn't we? And I like the way she said it. She kept saying, you're going to die. You're going to die. I heard Brother Steve say one time, Steve Elwell, he said, by the time you got everything fixed up, think it's all right, he said, then you die. Then you die. You're going to die. But when we start talking about dying, Paul said, death worketh in us. What is the purpose of Christ anyway? He saved us, and he wants us to reach out and this thing bubble on somebody else. And somehow or another, in all of this, we lose our vision of reaching and trying to pull souls in, and Lord help you and I. And you know what bothers me sometimes? You done went out there and talked to a soul, and you done told them how God delivers and how God is good, and then they come in to see your attitude. Is it the same sister? That's the same one. You done talk about Ezra. When Ezra was over there, he got to talk about how good God was, and when he got to have to go through the wilderness, didn't have no soldiers, woo, he said, I was ashamed to go back and ask the king for some help. So what he did? He prayed and fasted at the river there. And he weighed out everything to those, the women and children. See that when you get over there, you'll weigh in. with what you started out with. Don't you know from this meeting that you and I don't take it with us and get it deep down in our heart. Confirm it here at an altar of prayer. Lord, I mean everything that I'm saying here. I'm not jumping because Sister So-and-so jumped. I'm not singing because Sister So-and-so sang. My heart's been touched. The song that I got a message in it for me. I know what it means now. I know how to sympathize with somebody that's blind. I know the things they have to learn now. And I'm learning. And I got folks that come over to talk to me and they'll close their eyes to see what I see, if they could see it all. But don't you know, I told somebody this. I said, when you get to the place where you lose one of your senses, the other one takes over. And it's not the same anymore if you go and put on a blindfold and you think that you'll knock down everything, fall, and might break your neck. And I can go through my house, somebody said, need to turn the light on. I don't need it. I can see better than that than you can. I know where I'm going. Oh, we're talking about living for God. We're talking about, Lord, why am I this? Why am I that? Lord, I'm still trying to preach your word. Why are you doing this to me? Can you see where we can be? Do you want to know him? Want to fellowship his suffering? Am I really down where I'm supposed to be? In the heated furnace. Father, let me stay. Can we earnestly say that? I noticed when I was seeing, and we would sing that song, and I would look around just to see how many people would raise their hand. Very few. You know why? They don't know. I don't know if I can handle it. I'm not there yet. But that's what we're talking about. We're talking about getting there. Too many times we miss it. See? It's nothing strange to me now when I understand now how somebody can give up a career, somebody can give up this. Oh, when you love God. When you love God, I'm going to tell you something. You mean business down in your soul. God know how to prosper. In the heated furnace, Father, let me stay. Precious gold refined, purged dross away. Read the rest of that. Till thy glorious image is reflected there. To the costly jewels of thy grace I'll wear. Is this what you mean? We've been raising our hand. We've been shouting. Is this what you're talking about? Is this what you really here for? The 11th chapter of Hebrews. Brother Moses, seemed like you're out of your mind over here. Choosing rather the suffer. He chose this. Don't you know it's a power of choice here? We're not here because nobody made me be here. I chose. You lose friends when you choose to go this way. You are a loner when you choose to go this way. Your wife may not understand you if she's not saved when you choose to go this way. They got some that their companions have divorced them and left them because they chose to go this way. The greatest suffering man may undergo. We're talking serious now. We're talking down where we ought to live. Sister Tammy gone home. Sister Rose is still with us. That's an inside story. You heard me say it. We're talking about living for God. I don't believe a one of us in here would say, Lord, give me something like that. We want to be healthy the rest of our life, don't we? We want to die in our sleep, don't we? You know, we want to go out easy. Lord, if I die, you know the song that little prayer that says, if I die before I wake, pray the Lord my soul to take. You know the little prayer. We want to die in our sleep. Jesus told his disciples, some of you are going to be put to death. Huh? Some of them was beheaded, dragged through the streets, played alive, put in pits and where wild bulls were, crucified upside down, and we want to die in our sleep. Forget it. It's just the mercy of God if you go that white rock. We're going to have to experience something, saints. Oh, Brother Kim and my wife, now don't tell them too quick. Woo! Rather get you prepared for it now. And when it hits you later, you don't know what way to go. Don't get many amens there, do you? That's the burden of my heart. Choosing rather to suffer. Read that for us. Affliction. With the people of God. I'm not doing this because the saints are doing it. I'm convinced in my mind that this is real and right. See, I was raised in a Christian home. They shook the bush for me. That's why I feel like I believe the Lord's given us a burden with that tent. Go out. You might not save 5,000 or 6,000, no. But shake the bushes anyway. Something will come out. And if you go through and you get 2 or 3 saved here, and 1 saved over there, and a couple over here, oh, glory. It's worth it all. But we're sitting, it's more than us sitting around just gathered in here. We all come together in one little unit, and we'll go away and say we had a good time. We had a good family reunion. This meeting should do something for us. This meeting should already have done something. And I've been hearing the word digging. Dig. When you about think you've got everything dug out, you're going to see some more. Dig some more. Have you confirmed it in your mind and in your soul, what you have gotten in this meeting, that you're going to keep it? Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God, then what? Then to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. All right, read. What? Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches? You mean to tell me this is rich stuff? This is rich stuff. It's more than somebody told you your eyes are dark. It's more than somebody said, well, I came up on the ground and, ooh, I don't know. See, I'm not looking up to see down my way Lewis Kimball Boulevard. That don't interest me. But what does interest me? If you got a congregation of folks and you get 5 of them in there, you hear me? 5. To really be done dug down and hit the rock and mean business. Woo! You got a powerful congregation. Most of the time you got the preacher, got the lead, got the push, got the pull. This meeting ought to do something. I'm going to call some of you brethren by the help of the Lord if I get your number, and I'm going to ask how prayer service is coming along. Brother, how many prayer service tonight? Oh, got to be about 4 or 5. 5? Yes, you got some of them had to go here and go there, and well, they couldn't make it. I'm not being critical here. I'm bringing us to reality. When the high has gone down, And I believe we've been all on a good emotional high, and we thank God, and we have really rejoiced. I'm going home on Saturday. And I got to make a stop over in Mississippi, and some need to be baptized there. And then I'm going on home for a little while. And then I'm going back out again. But you know what my concern is? My concern that every one of us that said we got blessings in this meeting, especially those from my congregation, I'm going to watch you. You think I can't see you? I'm going to watch you. I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to help your long life journey now. Where you seem to be scooting back, I'm going to get right there so you can't scoot back no more. You done put your hand to the plow, don't look back. Don't look back. Oh, listen. Moses chose to suffer affliction. Do you choose it? That's where the graces are. That's where the riches are. When you choose to go God's way. You remember Ruth said, your God would be my God. Your people, my people. Do you mean this? Oh, glory. I believe those of you now that have moved up to another level, you need to experience to see where that level is now. See what's all on that floor. Don't just go in the door and turn around and come back out. You're in the door now, shut it. See what's on that floor for you. I believe God is going to teach you some things. I will say this in closing. I do believe that the hand of God is over the camp. And he's working things in this meetings and the meetings I've been in. Every meeting I've been in to this point have been a meeting in that area. I've never been in one like that before. And I believe the Lord is passing by. My friend, tonight to you, I want to say to you, do you really, in the depths of your soul, want to know what it means to fellowship his suffering? Well, preacher, I don't know, and I don't know if I want to know. This is the way up. This is the way to heaven. We're going to have to pass through this. And, you know, many times we push it away, we push it off, and it takes us that much longer to get something from God. Oh, saints, tonight, I want to urge you. I want to urge you to confirm your love with God. Now, make a full commitment. Fully committed. Lord, I'd rather die. It'll be better for me to die right now on this cloud than to get somewhere over there in the valley and I lose out. It's best for me to go on home now if you're going. But Lord, I would rather die. I remember one time dealing with a young man. He come down and he wanted to make all kind of commitments. And I know we can say things with our mouth. But you know, let me tell you something. Just like we were rejoicing with our mouth, we got to meet it in our heart too. He come down and he said, I want to live for God. And I want to do everything God says. And I want to give him my life. I said, you do? Yes, sir, I want to give it to him. Where's your Bible? I got it, said, get it. I said, write it down in your Bible. Write it down right there. Lord, this day I give you my complete life. I would rather die than go back. I said, now sign it. Well, I don't know. Sign it. See what I'm talking about? So I'm saying to you tonight, sign it. I'm saying to you tonight, come forth and sign it. Freeze it, Lord. I want this to be froze in heaven. Now you want to make God glad he made you? Woo! Look at my child. Not lagging at all the earth. Considering. Can we have a song? You know, somebody said, we don't need to do a whole lot of singing. But it's been our form that we usually get up and sing. So let's go through our form. Let's get up and sing. And sometimes people go to singing and sing the conviction away. It's saying the conviction away. So I want to say to you tonight, before you sing, where are you? You really mean that tomorrow somebody going to hurt your feelings? Tomorrow somebody going to say something to hurt your feelings. Not intentionally. And if your feelings are not under the blood, you're going to feel it. Huh? If you were here and you weren't here today and you sharp with your words and just what comes up come out, you need help. You need to come down and get your mouth washed. Amen. I'm telling you like it is. You need to come down and say, Lord, take some of that old Holy Ghost octave and soap and just clean it. Clean it with hyssop. If you're here and your attitude, well, you caused me to say what I said. Hold it. If you hadn't said what you said, I wouldn't have said what I said. Hold it. Maybe I said what you said to show you where you are. Don't look at it that way. Well, you hadn't been saying what you said anyway. If you're here tonight and you got one of the most bad attitudes that you don't think is bad, you need to come down and get it cleared up. If you're here tonight and you find out it's hard for you to submit and humble your heart, you really need to be down here. You really, I'm not being critical, folks. I'm being factual. So let us go through our farm and let's sing a song. Do you need to pray? You need help? If you don't think you need it, then you're not going to get it. I'll say again, this is not a game we're playing. This is reality. You're going home. And they got just as many devils in Louisiana as they got here. Or more. And they will come back to visit. Remember the scripture. Said, when an unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh the dry places seeking rest and finding none. He said, I will return unto my house from which I came out, finding it swept and gone. I will enter into that. And I'm bringing company. If you don't mean what you say now, you're not going to mean it over there. You're not going to mean it when you get home. A few days pass. The sun get hot, your attitude get bad. You know, I've been in places in a natural sense where the air conditioner was broke, 90-something degrees outside, 100 humidity, and then somebody saying, I want to talk to you. And I don't feel like it's too hot to talk. Come back tomorrow when my air conditioner's running. Brother, I need help. Can you see what I'm talking about? You get vexed, the children, and they running up and down, hollering, boy, sit down. Woo, but I got a part in my Bible that says keeping a cool spirit. You know the Holy Ghost bring air conditioning with it? The Holy Ghost bring air conditioning with it. It keeps you cool. Amen. So if you're here tonight, whatever your need is, I want to invite you, we want to invite you to come and get whatever, scotch it. Scotch it. Put you some backstop. May the Lord bless you. Thank you for your time.